This is Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here in Sefer Devarim. We are here in Parshas Re'eim. Of course, this season being season 3, we're winding down to the last Parshios in Devarim. Of course, we make it through to around Sukkot time, Simchas Torah, but it's really the last Sefer, and we have a good number of Parshios to go, but we're winding down. And a lot of times, especially this season and going forward, I like to focus on a phrase, or I like to focus on the word, and we think about the idea of re'eh, see. Unfortunately, a lot of people in life, they don't see the big picture. They don't see what's in their life, and they don't see the blessings that are in their life. Lots of people like to complain. Lots of people like to nitpick. Oh, but he has a bigger house than me. Oh, but he has more cars than me. Oh, he has 25 children. He has so much more money. He's so much more successful. How come he gets this and he gets that? Sometimes we need to have the re'eh. Sometimes we need to see what we are blessed with in our life. Baruch Hashem, Hashem blessed me with a wonderful wife. Hashem blessed me with 4 children here in 2023. And hopefully we only know from good things and wonderful things and beautiful things that may have asked from Shana. And we all learn from wonderful things. But the first lesson of seeing the word re'eh is seeing that we are blessed and that we need to see the things in life. The parasha talks out, re'eh anochi hayom bracha ukala. You know, re'eh nasati lecha lefnechem bracha ukala. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But see, I give you today a blessing and a curse. This comes from Devarim, Parakit Aleph, Pasik Chafav. The ability to see and the ability to understand things in life and to see what you can and to choose your path in life is really one of the gifts from Hashem. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz meyira shamayim. Everything is foreseen by Hashem. Everything is set up by Hashem except for yira shamayim. You cannot force Hashem to make a choice for you, good or bad. Hashem will choose your spouse, yes. Hashem will basically lead you and choose your job, lead you on the path to choose your job. Hashem will find your house for you, the car for you. Hashem determines how much money you'll make. Hashem determines what is successful or not. But your ability to choose good or bad, your ability to see good or bad in your life, that is not Hashem's choice. That is your choice. Freedom of choice, Chabad.org points out, from the Mishnah Torah, from the laws of Tshuva, from the Rambam, freedom of choice has been granted to every man. If he desires to turn toward a good path and be righteous, the ability to do so is in his hands. If he desires to turn toward an evil path and be wicked, the ability to do so is in his hands. This concept is a fundamental principle and a pillar of the Torah and its commandments, as it is written in Devarim Perek Lamed Pasuk Tetvav, "See, I have set before you life and death, and death and evil. And see, I have set before you today a blessing and a curse. For were Hashem to decree that a person be righteous or wicked, or if there were to exist something in the very essence of a person's nature which would compel him toward a specific path, a specific conviction, a specific character trait, or a specific deed, how could Hashem command us through the prophets, through the Nevi'im, do this and do not do this? What place would the entire Torah have? By what measure of justice would God punish the wicked and reward the righteous? By definition, it can't be like that. By definition, it's not set up like that. By definition, it's not possible for it to be like that. Hashem gives us a life and gives us the ability to choose good or bad, to see good or bad, to follow the good or bad path. B'derech she'adam rotzei lelech b'molichan oto is what the Gemara teaches us, and they teach it from Navi Torah and the Kesuvim, from the Tanakh itself, Torah, Navi, and Kesuvim. The path that you want to go, Hashem is going to lead you on. Most times, oftentimes, Hashem has the ability to lead you. Hashem will lead you. We hope it's a good path that you choose. We hope it's a wonderful path that you choose, and not, God forbid, a bad path, and not, God forbid, an evil path that you're going along. Hashem can bring you. Re'eh teaches us seeing. Hashem is talking through Moshe. Moshe is talking in his last weeks, his last days, in the last day of his life. See, Hashem sets before you the blessing and the curse. Blessing is connected to Torah, is connected to mitzvot, is connected to good. curse is connected to evil, to doing sins, to going on the wrong path, and to not following the Torah. Do what you can to follow the Torah, and in your life, do what you can to see the good, to look for the good, to see what you can to find the blessing. See the blessing, see the good, and see what Hashem has given to you in your life, granted to you in your life, and has blessed you with in your life. The Lubavitch Rebbe points out that you could see something also from this verse, from this pasuk. See, I give you today a blessing and a curse, from Perek Aleph, pasuk Chavav. See, I give you today the blessing and its transmutation, as Yonatan ben Uzziel, the Aramaic translation of the verse. See, Moshe is giving the children of Israel the power of sight to perceive that the true nature of evil is nothing more than a transmutation and distortion of the divine good. When evil is thus seen, it can be transformed into the good that it essentially is. We need to do what we can to see the good, to be the good, to see what's out there, and to be involved in different things out there. I often joke to my wife, oftentimes, wouldn't it be wonderful to make a radio channel, a radio station that's called The Goods? Wouldn't it be wonderful to, or Tani's Goods, wouldn't it be wonderful to be involved in such a thing, a news channel, a radio channel, where it's only heartwarming stuff, where it's only beautiful stories, wonderful stories, not terrible tragedies that we should never know from such things, but the news, oftentimes they involve lots of shock and awe. Four people fall in a helicopter crash today in the Himalayas. We should never know from such things, but why do they report such terrible things? Because it's sensational, unfortunately, in a bad way. It's shocking in a bad way, and it's highly captivating, and people want to follow the stories, obviously. But what if we could find a solution? What if we could find the goods? What if we could make the goods? What if we could do the goods and be involved in the goods, that it could be an actual show that's just good, heartwarming stories, beautiful stories, inspirational stories? You know, there are people out there on Tisha B'Av, lots of times in the past, and this time as well, we watched the Project Inspire movie. We watched two movies from Rabbi Yoel Gold. Beautiful stuff. Wonderful stuff. These are great things where we can be involved with, and we see such wonderful things, and we see and hear such wonderful things. How wonderful it would be to have an actual station to be involved in such kinds of things, to be involved in these kind of things, to follow these things. So when we see Re'eh, and we're involved in the Re'eh, we look at the idea, and we look at that concept. We should try to attach ourselves to the word Re'eh, looking for the goods, see the blessing, see what's good in your life, and it's easily applicable to your own life. Again, look at a job. You have a job. You have a roof over your head. You have a spouse. You have kids. And for those in different stages of your life, maybe you have a spouse and you should be zocha to kids. Maybe you don't have a spouse yet, but you have an excellent job and wonderful friends. Each element of a life can still have something to look for. To be cynical and to be negative, to be down at whatever stage and whatever point in your life is not a good thing. There are many times in my life that were very difficult. There was a darkness period for us during Corona, as many people had different darknesses during Corona. I myself lost my dad when I was 9. I lost my brother when I was 20. And then my grandfather and my Zadie also. You know, there's a lot of stuff that can happen to a person, but the question is, how do you see it? How do you respond to it? How do you take it? You have to see the life, see the blessing, see the good. Follow what Hashem gives you in His life, and not what He takes in your life. Not focusing on Yisur and Tzaros. There's always going to be difficult things and tests that Hashem sent our ways because He loves us. He wants to see how we persevere and how we are present in our lives. But Moshe is teaching, Re'eh, see, look at the blessing, not the curse. Look at the good, not the bad. Look at what you have in your life, and look at what you have. Freedom of choice is granted to every person. You can turn towards the good path, you can turn towards the bad, God forbid. Hashem is telling you, you have the choice. I cannot make the choice for you. I cannot lead you for you. You find what you can do in this life. See what you could be involved with in this life. I can't choose it for you. Re'eh teaches us to see what's in front of us, see what's given to us in our life, and try to choose the good, see the good, find the good in our life. Do what we can in this life to try to do what we can to focus on the good, see the blessing, see the good in this life. Moshe is one of his final imparting messages in the last parshiot throughout Devarim. You know, as we move to different parshios, the last ones in Devar Moshe's teaching in the last days, the last weeks of his life, especially the last day of his life. What are we going to focus on? What are we going to see? What are we going to look for? How are we going to go about it ourselves? How are we going to make sure not to transmutate anything good into something that seems not good? Everything Hashem does is for the best. Everything Hashem does is for good. We might not always see it. We might not always understand it. We might not contemplate it. But we have to do what we can in our lives to see, to be involved with, and to try to focus on the things that are good in this life. If we could focus on the good, see the good, choose the right path, and be involved in the right path, we could fundamentally make the world a much better place every single day. And may we be zocha do so, even starting today. This has been Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.